Europeans are going to have to make some tough choices. They don't work together in an integrated way. Really got to decide, are they going to have a real military force or not? Europeans are going to have to make some tough choices. They don't work together in an integrated way. Really got to decide, are they going to have a real military force or not? Europeans are going to have to make some real integrated military force. Europeans are going to have to make some real integrated military force. Europeans are going to have to make some real integrated military force. Europeans are going to have to make some real integrated military force.
In the morning.
In the morning to you, in the morning to all ships at sea and boots on the ground.
Nigel Farage was actually sending us code. If only Corinne Dvorak can pick up on this. I'll add a little chuckle, just so they get tingled.
And I suspect that Giuliani's tactics in New York of zero tolerance will start to become incredibly popular amongst people in Britain very shortly.
Did I just hear him say Giuliani?
Giuliani's tactics in New York will start to become incredibly popular.
Incredibly popular?
Yeah, no, I heard that.
The riots in Gitmo Nation East are partially false flag. There were some agent provocateurs at work.
Push more rules forward, stop protest, stop working class having a voice.
Do you think that this whole situation is being handled in the right way?
Absolutely not, and I'm extremely suspicious at this point that there is deliberate provocateurism. Suggest that they really want to trigger massive civil unrest. They is anyone who is in service of the infinite growth monetary paradigm. The infinite growth monetary paradigm. The infinite growth monetary paradigm.
What interest would the banks and the oil companies have in triggering this civil unrest?
It's more profitable to destroy things now in this infinite growth paradigm than it is to save them or rescue them.
I think what the British government needs to do is to call in the army pretty damn quickly.
Why is he for the military? Well, of course he's for the military, because he knows that the boys and girls of the military aren't going to immediately go and shoot their own kind. KrollWorldwide.com. Kroll Chairman William Bratton in talks with British government to become an advisor on preventing gang-related violence and creating safer communities. These are the guys that were doing the security for the World Trade Centers on 9/11. These are the guys that were in charge of Giuliani's bunker. And they also are well known as the spies of Wall Street. Famous whistleblower Richard Andrew Grove.
My clients were the world's leading financial institutions. I was involved in AIG and Marsh McLennan building some projects which were eventually used to defraud their clients of hundreds of billions of dollars. I was directed to go to the World Trade Center.
WTC 7 won't go away.
On the morning of 9/11, to deliver the documents and evidence that I had to the 96th floor, and that's where the explosion occurred. When you take these insider trades on American Airlines and Marsh and McLennan, and they track back to the CIA.
Then I start looking into these guys. They are the agent provocateurs.
Kroll is owned by a company called Altegrity, specializes in providing information and security services to government agencies and commercial enterprises, headquartered in Falls Church, Virginia.
Hello.
Hey, what can we do to get a really good consulting gig?
I know. Let's go stir up some kids. On the C-SPAN homepage, Bachman wins Iowa straw poll. Rick Perry enters race. The closest finish ever in the Iowa straw poll, which is remarkable. And Ron Paul, at a certain point, he did his straw poll speech, and C-SPAN lost the connection. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties. They didn't have any technical difficulties with anybody else.
They cannot let this guy get any further.
What's up with this new bell? Could it be any more game show?
He essentially gets into various debates with these stooges.
As the author of the Iran Freedom Support Act, which he is criticizing, Iran is a country that has been at war with us since 1979. Iran is not Iceland, Ron.
Why does he even say Iceland?
The senator is wrong on his history. We've been at war in Iran for a lot longer than 79. We started it in 1953 when we sent in a coup, installed the Shah, and the reaction, the blowback came in 1979. It's been going on and on because we just plain don't mind our own business. That's our problem.
You got knocked the fuck out.
You've heard the war propaganda that is liable to lead us into the sixth war, and I worry about that position. Iran does not have an air force that can come here. They can't even make enough gasoline for themselves. They're building up this case just like we did in Iraq. Build up the war propaganda. There was no Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and they had nuclear weapons, and we had to go in. I'm sure you supported that war as well.
Yeah, okay.
It's time we quit this. It's time. It's trillions of dollars we're spending on these wars.
Ding-ding, shut up.
And the Chinese have nuclear weapons. We tolerated the Soviets. We didn't attack them. And they were a much greater danger. They were the greatest danger to us in our whole history. But you don't go to war against them. She says that the terrorists don't deserve protection under our courts. But therefore, a judgment has to be made. They're ruled a terrorist. Who rules them a terrorist? I thought our courts recognized that you had to be tried. And we've done this. And we've brought individuals back from Pakistan and other places. We've given them a trial in this country. Over 300, or at least near 300, we tried and put them in prison. So this idea that we have to turn our head and reject the rule of law, we already are at the point, this administration already has accepted the principle that when you assume somebody is a terrorist, they can be targeted for assassination, even American citizens. That affects all of us eventually. You don't want to translate our rule of law into a rule of mob rule. What's so terribly bad about this? And people where countries that you put sanctions on, you are more likely to fight them. I say a policy of peace is free trade. Stay out of their internal business. Don't get involved in these wars and just bring our troops home.
That's the fact, Jack.
That's the fact, Jack.
You can take that to the bank.
The book titled book.com. The official government website.com.
Malocracy.com.
I left my Uggs outside the rig.
Baron Von Pell's markers to you. Get Mickey out of jail free. So we probably should just give him the barony of Ohio.
It was great to meet him. He had his night ring on.
Did he punch you in the mouth?
Your fist bump rings. I was looking at possible Rick Perry-related domain names and noticed that Perry2012.com took me to the No Agenda site. We are no fans of Perry, so this is a nice blocking move. Even better is AdiosMofos.com. Stupid journalists with their douchebag stories.
Adios, mofos!
I need new Uggs now. If I track mud into the RV, there will be hell to pay. 2008 tour, Akron, Ohio, at the Spaghetti Warehouse. Here's the group. Sysadmin, 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 nuclear physicist, sysadmin, 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 PR marketing, sysadmin, sysadmin. Hey, everybody, I'm Cricket from No Agenda PR. I'd like to talk to you about the show. And she smelled nice, too.
Do we have, you know, floating around, you know, we have a bunch of these drones in the air. Do we have 70 or 700?
Back in 2001, you didn't have a cyber command. Back in 2001, you didn't have over 7,000 unmanned aerial systems in the force. Back in 2001, you also didn't have 44 other nations also building unmanned systems.
Wait a minute. It's 7,000?
So this is the guy who's one of the Brookings Institute's guys, and this whole speech was about why we should not be cutting any military budgets. In fact, we should be increasing them.
We need more drones.
I want folks in Korea driving Fords and Chevys and Chryslers.
He wants folks in Korea driving Fords and Chevys and Chryslers.
Not likely.
I can just see a Korean going, what is this plastic piece of crap?
What the fuck? I mean, I can see the Chinese going for American cars because they're into this prestige thing. How about getting Americans to buy Ford, Chevys, and whatever?
Yeah, there's an idea for you.
We want to set up an infrastructure bank to leverage federal dollars and focus on the smartest investments. Best bang for the buck. It's also going to make our economy hum.
We're serious about infrastructure.
Free money, cheap money, it's coming our way. We can't wait for more infrastructure.
You can take that to
the iBank. Apple will sue the government for that, I'm sure.
But Apple, don't forget, has more money in the bank than the government.
These roads don't need rebuilding than I've been on. They're great.
Kentucky roads are crap?
Yeah, Kentucky roads, crap.
California's a net loser. I have a road here that's covered with potholes, and it's an interstate highway.
Dylan Radigan. Listen, man, we got the call from the White House. We need some shit to go viral, dude.
Grews, me and my kids have to deal with the extraction that is at foot. That is a mathematical fact created by both parties over a period of 2 decades. $4 trillion plan that kicks the can down the road for the president. Stupid. Sorry to lose my temper, but I tell you what, 3 years doing this. There's a refusal on both the Democratic and the Republican side of the aisle. It's being extracted through banking. It's being extracted through trade, and it's being extracted through taxation. Your Congress is bought. Your Congress is incapable of making legislation. They will lose their political funding. Abandon the bought Congress like Teddy Roosevelt did. You've got a bought Congress. Get the money out of politics.
Stop it. I can't take any more of this bull crap.
You will have no issue when I incorporate an infrastructure bank that I fund with repatriated offshore money. The banking system is fully corrupt. You know what? We got a screwed up situation here, people. How? I create an infrastructure bank with 2% blending immediately.
Okay, geez. He'll be this guy the hook.
He'll be sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom.
is to fund the iBank, he's going to offer all these corporations a deal.
Of course.
We can raise taxes on people.
That's not the right thing.
We can raise taxes on people. Of course they are. Everything corporations earn ultimately goes to people. Where do you think it goes?
Bullshit.
Look, once you get away from all of the myths, you'll see that Rick Perry is a big government guy.
And a douchebag.
And a douchebag during the entire Reagan administration. He was not only a Democrat, he was the head of Al Gore's election campaign in 1988. He's the guy who wanted to put that big road through Texas that comes out of Mexico. Yeah. He's the one who did forced vaccinations. Yeah. This guy is a total phony. This guy was a Democrat.
This guy's a douchebag.
The fix is so in.
This guy is a total Democrat. If this guy wins the nomination, we should just stop doing the show.
No. Ixnay on opte.
Angry hay.
Tell me if there's anything in here that just strikes you as a little strange.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who is in Cuba for cancer treatment, sent a Twitter message saying he was celebrating with Castro.
Hugo Chavez uses Twitter to run Venezuela from hospital. He's using it to run the government.
Twitter verifies Chavez's account.
They have the check mark?
I'm not even verified.
So what? So what, did he write a note in to the Twitter jerk-offs and they said, oh, well, let's check him. Yep, that's him.
Chavez.org.ve. These guys might be dead for all we know. Probably one of Lucifer's techno experts. Teacherwithbenefits.com.
Facebook friendship with the teacher took her down a slippery slope.
Basically having an affair with the teacher, they broke it off, and so she calls the cop. Anyway, so they passed a law in Missouri saying you can't talk to anybody.
Remember that judge who was taking handouts and payback, like $1 million, to put kids into jail?
For these commercial prisons, right?
Right. They gave him 28 years in prison. These were consulting fees, was his defense.
How come that's not national news? Private prisons are a scandal in this country. And what that guy was doing is probably going on elsewhere. Routing kids into these prisons so they can be slave labor, and the prisons get a certain amount of money from the government to operate the prisons. It's unbelievable that this is going on, and nobody's done anything about it.
And what do we have on the news?
Well, the teacher made out with me on Facebook.
Chiners now are counterfeiting wine. The counterfeiters just search for the original bottles in restaurant trash. Once they got a hold of one, they reproduce the label, replicate the bottle, and put them on the supermarket shelves.
The Chinese are buying up all the first growth Bordeaux's like Chateau Lafite, spending thousands of dollars a bottle for Chateau Lafite. The waiter comes out and brings it out. He hands it to him. He holds it and says, look, and he makes everyone look at it. And then he sends the wine back and brings out some piece of crap that we drank. The Chinese are cheap. The Chinese are buying up all these Bordeaux's right now for that exact purpose. They're not drinking these wines. They're just showing them. It's my pleasure to support you and the valuable service you provide. I look forward to the future of Hot Pockets United States of Europe tour. We should start pressuring them because the Airstream people could sponsor a Hot Pockets tour. Babylon Bangsters are the alchemy of deep physics, high finance, and ancient religion.
Be zero-point energy.
Zero-point energy. I've hit him in the mouth a while ago, and he has yet to contribute.
Ah, I hate it when that happens. NoAgendaWords.com. He's busy managing Belgium.
It wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't filled with Belgians.
The only way to keep the show on the air is to support us.
Dvorak.org/NA.
With your donations.
Starve budgets inspire a new look at web gambling.
So it's going to be like on the actual state website. You'll have a picture of the capital, and next to that it'll be like Texas Hold'em.
State lottery to help education. How come our schools are in the tank? As soon as they did the budget on the lottery, how much money was going to provide education? They took the education budget and moved it someplace else. It wasn't on top of the education budget. It was a replacement. Amid the rise of multiculturalism, Dutch confront their questions of identity.
The most inaccurate piece of crap I have ever read. Pim Fortuyn was killed by an animal rights activist. They failed to mention it was 1 week before the election where his party was going to sweep the elections.
Women are the bosses here. So is that right, Adam?
You know how she wakes me up in the morning? You know how, like, you lead a horse when you want the horse to walk into the stable? She'll go, come here. Come on.
Surprised he doesn't put some meat under your nose.
Some oats. Qaeda. Intelligence officials say they have collected evidence that Qaeda operatives.
I think Al is like his first name.
Al Capone, Al Qaeda.
I was watching PBS Kids.
This program was made possible by
M-Trails.
Proud sponsor of Curious George, reminding you that anyone can make the world a brighter place by conserving our natural resources.
When you're saving one can, you're saving two cans.
Squawky Cheeses.
proud supporter of PBS Kids.
Okay, so how is this different than commercial television, and why are they still asking people for money?
If they were any good, it would be like,
are you small?
Rick Perry.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Thumbing his nose at traditional allies like Israel.
Israel.
And the oldest democracy there, Israel.
We got 100,000 people on the streets now in Israel because there's no food in Israel that anyone can afford. The protesters have brought out a guillotine.
Speculators are actually speculating on food.
So what kind of food are they speculating on?
Wheat, mostly. Tunisian and Egyptian. Backstory was the bread was too expensive.
The Stargate is open.
Milton is at least 40 miles from the ocean, so you can imagine the surprise when Milton police got the call that a shark had been discovered in town.
The fish are now flying out 40 miles inland.
The Department of Homeland Security wants West Virginia to be prepared for a mass migration.
Clearly a no-agenda producer. He's like, I'm gonna get Curry on the Stargate. Lucifer Clinton had a meeting with the foreign minister from Norway. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, here she comes.
Continued brutality is galvanizing international opinion. Crescendo of condemnation.
Crescendo of condemnation, John.
Get on the right side of history.
What countries are you calling out, Lucifer?
Sanction the oil and gas industry. We want to see Europe take more steps in that direction. China, India, Russia.
So she's calling out China, India, and Russia. Senate Bill 1472, Serious Sanctions Act of 2011. You are not allowed to make an investment described in subparagraph B of more than $20 million. What kind of sanction is that? So that's not a sanction. It's a cap.
Main export partners of Syria. Number one, Iraq. Number two, Iran. Germany. Number three, Lebanon. Number four, Italy. Number five, France, Egypt, Saudi. Where is India and China?
China.
And then the import partners, yes. Number one, Saudi Arabia. How come she doesn't mention them? This is bullcrap.
They have to get out of Lebanon in order for these sanctions to be lifted. What does that have to do with anything of atrocities? Against his own people.
But the whole thing's a scam.
Everywhere in this bill is about Iran, 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 Lebanon, Iran, 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 Lebanon. This is the path to Persia. Get the hell out of Lebanon so we can get to Iran.
By the way, the path to Persia, which would be interrupted if Ron Paul got anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Not a single journalist takes the time to look at this douchebag bill. And thank you, mainstream media. Good job, everybody.
Dvorak.org/NA.
There have been more deaths of U.S. military men and women due to suicide than actual bullets from Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
Ashley Hegeman's husband, Jared, an Army Ranger, shot and killed himself on June 28th at JBLM, days before he was scheduled to go on his 10th deployment overseas.
10th deployment! Please, vote for Ron Paul. At least he's going to get this crap over with. Bring us up, Johnny boy, bring us up.
Flashback to 2004. Barack Obama had just won a landslide victory to become Illinois' next U.S. senator. At the time, he ruled out running on a national ticket in 2008, suggesting back then he lacked experience.
So why have you ruled that out, running nationally?
You know, I am a believer in knowing what you're doing when you apply for a job. And I think that if I were to seriously consider running on a national ticket, I would essentially have to start now before having served a day in the Senate. Now, there's some people who might be comfortable doing that, but I'm not one of those people.
Yeah, right. Gringo, go home.
A self-inflicted wound. That's why people are frustrated. Maybe you're hearing my voice. That's why I'm frustrated. Because you deserve better.
I'm frustrated and you deserve better. I mean, it sounds like to me that he's giving up. All he does is campaign. Is this guy ever the president?
No. Well, the other guy is. The other Obama. The one that's been rebooted.
A tattoo that could change the face of medicine. Electronic devices can track patients. What's going on here, Mary?
It also has the potential of being used far beyond medicine.
You know, the Germans tried that tattoo thing in World War II.
That was just for keeping track of people. Research on chimeras, person, organism, and animal that has two separate sets of DNA.
It's in your DNA.
More common than ever believed before. It used to always be considered a freak of nature. Two arguing brains, one taking over the other, which leads me to wonder about bipolar people who have like two split personalities. It's kind of weird that one little, you know, micro baby would eat the other one.
Maybe this is what happened to our president. Maybe that's why we got two of them. Obama the Chimera. He tried to consume his brother, but decided to let him go and become the second president of the United States of America. Maybe that's why we got two of them.
Maybe you're hearing my voice.
The other guy.
That's why I'm frustrated. A self-inflicted wound. Maybe you're hearing my voice.
The other guy.
That's why I'm frustrated. A self-inflicted wound. Maybe you're hearing my voice.
The other guy.
That's why I'm frustrated. A self-inflicted wound.
Hello, everybody.
330.nashownotes.com.
Dvorak.org/NA.
It sticks to your ribs.
Mofo!